Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Monday, August 15th, 2011. And Mike should be calling in shortly. But let me go ahead and welcome those in the chat room. Anisha and Anita, Tamara. Lori, Mark, a.k.a. Smooth Z for Mark. And, of course, our guest, Niemann. And did I pronounce that right? Niemann.
Niemann.
Okay, his name
yep,
is
Niemann. Niemann Lyles.
Thank you. Niemann Lyles is our guest this evening. So if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Niemann's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. Also, you can give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. And I believe we have our special guest on the phone, area code 520. Hello?
Yes, Stephanie Eamon. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I had another number come up. I thought it was our other person. Okay. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight, sir. How's everything going with you?
Good, good. Say hello to Niemann.
How's it
going? Niemann?
I'm doing
How's
great.
Going?
I'm doing great. Ready and excited
glad
about
to
the
have
show.
You on.
Good. I'm glad to be here.
All right, so now congratulations on this new CD, So Free, produced by guitarist Jay Soto. And we did invite Jay to call in to talk to us about working with you, so hopefully he will give us a call. But tell us about this CD, So Free.
Oh, So Free is my debut album that I produced with Jay Soto, and we have special guests.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Sorry?
Yes? Can you hear me?
Sound like we lost him. Did we lose him?
Oh, yeah, he hung up. Okay, we lost him. All right, we'll get him back shortly. He's in the chat room, by the way, so just go ahead and call back in when you get a chance, 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Okay, all right.
Well, let's try to get into some music first before he calls back in. Maybe we can get the listening crowd some music, before he calls back.
All right. So the first song I'm going to start with is Candy.
Candy. Okay.
No. Hold on. Sorry about that. The song is Thinking of You.
Thinking of You. Okay.
Thank you. Very nice. That was Thinking of You from Niamen's debut project, So Free. So we have him back on the phone. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. So you were telling us about the CD.
Yeah, this is my debut album. I'm really excited about it. The album was produced by Jay Soto, and we have guest artists on there, Jeff Lorber, Brian Simpson, Darren Ron, Ray Riendo, it's actually, I'm really excited about the album. SmoothJazz.com has mm-hmm. said that this album is basically the hottest thing that's hit smooth jazz since Eric Darius and Jakeem Warner hit the scene. And I also mm-hmm. got a review from Jazz Times, and the exact quote from my album was, "This is what smooth jazz was meant to be." So I'm really excited about getting my sound out there, getting my face out there, and meeting the smooth jazz community, and just doing my thing.
All right. Now we have a phone call. Area code 623. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello. Okay, I guess they're shy. They don't want to talk. Okay, yes, the review that you were talking about, you just mentioned Scott O'Brien. His review says, "I've just had my first listen to Niamen Lyle's debut album, Soul Free, and I've got to say that I can't remember being this blown away with a new sax player on the smooth jazz scene since Eric Darius or Jakeem Joyner."
Yep, that's the one.
Yep, that's the one. That's great. That is great. That's a great review.
Yeah, that's all right. Those are really fantastic players. And so I'm just, you know, I'm coming out of Tucson, Arizona, and just letting the world know that there's something happening out here in this desert. You know?
I'm in the desert, too. I'm in Las Vegas, so I'm right there with you.
Okay.
So tell us, how did you and Jay Soto get together on this project?
Oh, actually, what happened was Jay, he was a worship director at my mom's church in Glendale, Arizona. And so my mom, she knew that Jay was out there and he was on the scene. And so she just decided that she was going to take one of my, a video of me performing and give it to Jay to check it out. So she gives it to Jay and she's like, "Yeah, you know, my son plays a saxophone. You should check it out." And I think Jay kind of gets that thing probably fairly often. So I think my video was on his desk for about a good month. And I think probably at some point out of sheer boredom, he just decides to, he's going to pop in this video of some saxophone player from a kid whose mom goes to the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he wasn't really expecting too much. But anyways, he pops in the video and I'm playing great, sounds great, everything else like that. And he's like, "Oh, well, I got to meet this guy." So I met him, and I hung out with him a little bit, played together somewhat, and then he just kind of got a feel for where I was at with my skill set. And then he was all on board, and he was just like, "You know what? Dude, we have to do a CD. We have to get you out there. You're ready to go." So that's how it started, yeah.
So how long ago was this CD?
Oh, I would probably have to say that was in 2008, middle of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I spent like a good year getting just to know Jay and just talking about kind of what we were going to do. And he was at that time, he was on top of the charts with Slammin'. And he
mm-hmm.
was also coming out with his third album. When he was kind of wrapping up, I think he was kind of waiting to wrap that project to start with me. And then we kind of, after about a good year passed, we kind of got into it towards the end of 2009. And that's when we just started working together. And it was a long road to get the project done, but we got it, and it sounds fantastic, and I'm really excited about it.
And wow. did he introduce you to the other artists that featured on the CD?
You know, it's funny. I never actually met any of them.
No,
you want me? Yeah, I mean, thanks to the modern technology of multi-track
mm-hmm.
recording, I never actually met any of them. Jay, you know, he recorded me, then he recorded them, and he put together the tracks. I got to talk to Brian Simpson once, I think Ray Riendo, I got to talk to him. Had a couple interactions. And Darren Ron, I talked to him for quite a bit about the horn tracks and how I love this song that he wrote called Steppin' Up. And but as far as, like, being in the same physical space, it never happened.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Well, that's what modern technology and the Internet is all about.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, because I know that you play with a band out there in Arizona called Cruise Control. No, Prime Example.
Yeah, I had a band called Prime Example. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Now, when was this around the same time you guys were playing together, or around the time you were playing with Cruise Control?
Yeah, I was doing Cruise Control prior to that. Probably stopped doing that around late 2010. And I have my band Prime Example. It's mostly a pickup band at this point. When I have gigs, I go out to shows instead of playing with them regularly. But yes, that is true.
Okay. Now, how did you start playing the saxophone?
Oh, okay. Well, my dad was a radio DJ for the AM side of what was formerly known as Y95. Which later became KYLT, the smooth jazz station.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, my dad had us listening to all kinds of music when we were growing up, just because he was in the radio business, and he had all kinds of albums from all kinds of different artists, all kinds of different styles. And I remember one time in particular, I don't know if it was from one of his albums or it was from the radio, but I do distinctly remember hearing David Sanborn playing the saxophone. And it was the most amazing sound that I had ever heard. And still to this day, it takes my breath away. And I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life being a saxophonist.
And
so
and
I think
old
I was
were
like,
you?
Okay. Oh, I was like in fifth or sixth grade. I didn't have a saxophone. I had never played a saxophone. Nothing like that. I just knew I was like, it was like Yemen. You're going to play saxophone. I'm like, yes, God, you know. And that's really how it went.
Do you remember the song?
I don't remember the song. All I remember is that David Sanborn was hitting some screaming high note, and it sounded like an opera singer, and I was just blown away by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It absolutely, the sound of his saxophone absolutely changed the course of my life.
Wow. And did you ever let him know that? Does he know that?
I met him once at the end of one of his shows, and I told him, and he just said thank you, just really graciously, and he just kind of autographed my stuff, and he said, I just can't wait to see you out there, and that was probably like 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back to some music. I've already played Thinking of You, and the next song is Candy. Tell me about this one.
Okay, Candy is an original tune that Jay Soto and I wrote, and we probably wrote this song in about 45 minutes to an hour in his office. It's my single. It's an upbeat song, kind of gets people's attention. It's really kind of hard driving, and it's a lot of fun. It's currently on the radio. It's placed me on the national indie smooth jazz charts, so
mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping people can get a hear of that and get to hear my sound and my energy, and that's what the song's about. Jay decided to call the song Candy. He just thought it was a good name that fit the song, but I'm really glad he did, because it also kind of pays tribute to my favorite saxophonist, which is Candy Dulfer. So I'm
okay.
Really excited that my first single
mm-hmm.
resembles saxophonist Candy Dulfer, and I'm putting it out there. And that kind of song makes me feel like kind of what I feel when I listen to Candy Dulfer playing the saxophone. So I think it's a really good fit for me to put it out there.
Okay, great. All right, we are talking to saxophonist Nieamon Lyles. His debut CD is called Soul Free. If you would like to call in and speak with him, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. He is also in the chat room with the TSJ Chatters. If you have a question for him, please post it there, and I will make sure to get, he'll see it, and then we'll ask it on the air as well. All right, this is Candy. Thank you. love that. That is candy.
Yeah.
That was candy.
Hot. That was hot right there.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that. That is on his brand new CD, Neoman's brand new CD, Soul Free, produced by Jay Soto. Now, you mentioned David Sanborn being a big influence on your life, and the reason why you're playing the saxophone. Do you have any other artists that influenced you as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was just the initial artist that just really lit the fire there. Of course, along the way, you know, you've had other artists that have spanned the flames. And in the pop world or the smooth jazz world, I also get a lot of inspiration from, obviously, Candy Dulfer, David Sanborn. Candy Dulfer is like 1A for me. David Sanborn is like 1B. And I get a lot of inspiration from Warren Hill, Gerald Albright. I would say Kirk Whalum, Nelson Rangel. Nelson Rangel's huge. Eric Marienthal. Those are like my core guys that I listen to from the smooth jazz world. I've also had a lot of influence by playing from straight ahead jazz players like Sonny Stitt, Charlie Parker, to some extent John Coltrane. And even though he's not a straight ahead player, I would probably say some influence from Michael Brecker as well. So those guys are all huge in my playing.
Wow, that's great. Now you were quoted as saying that the CD was designed for something anyone can listen to. What did you kind of mean by that? I mean, because of the influence of the having some younger type, you know, flow to it and have some older styles, you know, mixed in with it?
Oh, well, what I mean by that is a lot of the...
Oh, we just lost him again. Okay. All right. We'll... Give us a call back, and yeah, I don't know if it's BTR or if it's, you know, his phone or what. So let's go to another song and wait for him to call back in. This next song is called Don't Say Goodbye. Thank you. Don't Say Goodbye. Beautiful. Another beautiful song.
Wow.
Yes.
I
like
that.
Yeah.
I love the music. Love the music. Hit your cell phone.
Thanks, you guys. You guys are great.
I apologize for you being dropped. I'm not sure if it's on our end or what's going on, but hopefully, you know, you can stay on for the rest of the show now, hopefully. Keep our fingers crossed here.
Yes, definitely. I think Nimmin got Boost Mobile. We need to get him with some people.
No, I got gotten Boost Mobile. I got T-Mobile. I got five bars.
Get you new cell phone provider. It's all good.
Okay, so now, Mike, ask him your question again.
Well, my question was basically about him, about the CD being designed for something that anyone can listen to, and what exactly did you mean by that when you made that statement?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love talking about the music on this album in this way. A lot of times when you're listening to a jazz album, or, you know, like a straight-ahead jazz album, it can be really intellectual in a certain way that really hardcore jazz enthusiasts are the people who are going to be really into it, but it can sometimes alienate other types of listeners. And sometimes, like with the smooth jazz world, a lot of times there's like a lot of hooks, there's like a lot of dance rhythms, it feels good, it's like a lot of tied into R&B, a lot of smooth jazz songs sometimes are even remakes of a lot of pop tunes and R&B tunes that are out there. So those types of songs are really accessible to the community at large and masses at large. So really kind of what Jay and I had set up here is I really wanted to have a product that, whether you're coming from the straight-ahead jazz side or you're coming from the pop side and you're more familiar with that, that you could find something into it, that you can listen to it and you can enjoy it on different levels. Mm-hmm. And so, there, of course, there's a lot of hooks. There's R&B type of hooks to draw people in. But when I play the saxophone and I really start going into my solo, I really kind of start touching on what I would consider harmonically kind of things that are kind of in jazz thought and jazz thinking about music. And so what happens is, you know, I think anybody can listen to it, because whether you're just really going to just get into that hook and then or if you're somebody who can listen to the music a different way and you can hear, oh, well, there's that flat 9. Oh, there's that sharp 11. And it's like you hear all those color jazz notes, and those type of people can really listen to it on that level too. And I think one of the things that's happened, and I think a lot of the way that smooth jazz initially started was just that when Sanborn and those guys came up with fusion, they were starting smooth jazz, there was a lot of really adventurous playing. Sometimes in smooth jazz radio today, sometimes some people call it like the business music, where a lot of that stuff gets taken out. But I try to make it an adventure, something that's fresh, something that's new, a new voice, you know, trying to go after some new rhythms and harmonies that make music a little spicy, you know, a little more interesting. So that's why I try to say anybody can listen to it, because whether you're going to listen to it on that pop level and just getting those hooks, or if you're going to really listen to like, oh, okay, I see what he's doing on that chord, and I see, okay, I can follow that, and anybody can have a good time with it.
That's true. You know, and I try to explain to some people that there is a difference in what you're saying, the casual fan who is just, you know, there to groove and like the music, and you have the more hardcore fan who is actually there for the technical standpoint of actually understanding that you can actually play versus just, you know, playing, you know.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, there is a difference, you know, but that's what I kind of put out there, and I just really kind of wanted to put something new, and it was fresh, and it was interesting, and I'm absolutely certain that Jay and I accomplished it. I have my own voice, you know, my own way of playing the saxophone. It's unique. I do have influences from Sanborn and Warren Hill and all those guys that I mentioned before, but when you hear it, and by the time you get done listening to 10 tracks, you're like, wow, that's a unique voice there. It's not like, oh, there's another Gerald Albright clone, or you know, anything like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you from the chat room. Cheryl would like to know, how did you choose "Remember the Time" as your cover, and who's doing the vocals?
Okay, well, the vocals are done by Jody Light. She's a singer out of Phoenix, Arizona. And David Lancet, he's the male vocalist. Ironically, Jay Soto is actually singing in there, too.
Mm.
And he did a good job, too. So they're doing three-part harmony. Jody actually really knows Michael Jackson's music, so she was laying down those harmonies just like they were in the original album. Now, how I chose that song is one of, another one of the big musical influences that I have in my playing and my understanding of music is Michael Jackson. I absolutely love Michael Jackson's music. I'll listen to like Michael Jackson in the morning, and I'll be all about Dangerous and Bad and all that stuff, and then I'll be listening to pop music, smooth jazz, or straight ahead jazz in the evening. And I absolutely love that song. And again, like it goes back to what I was just saying before. That song, if you just listen to it for the hook and the music, it sounds absolutely great. It draws people in. Remember the time. But if you analyze the chords, as a jazz player would think, you start realizing that it has this altered dominant harmony followed by this minor harmony. And in a lot of ways, that song is really cutting edge. It's really harmonically interesting. And so, I mean, again, it goes back to what I was saying. I like to have those hooks. I like to have those songs that just even casual listeners can jump in there and have fun with it, but also have those songs where I know that, like, okay, harmonically, there's some stuff going on in here. And I really kind of thrive on that. And, I love Michael Jackson's music. I wanted to pay tribute to him. And it just was a really good fit. And the song came out absolutely awesome. It was great. It was really great.
Okay. Another question. Don would like to know, when and where are you playing next in Tucson?
Okay. Well, in Tucson, I play every Thursday night at the Sheraton Hotel on Rosemont and Grant. That's 5151 East Grant Road, Tucson, Arizona. So that would be this Thursday. And then I've got two big shows that I'm looking to do in September. One is going to be on September 4th. I'm opening the Tucson Jazz Society show. And on that building, it's going to be me, Matt Marshak, Schilt, and 480 East. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And then on September 16th, I'm also going to be doing a show at the Tucson Convention Center. It's a charity event for the Tucson Rotary Club. You can get your tickets now. They suspect that it's going to be about 800 people there. So I'm really excited about doing that, too. And I'm going to be headlining that show.
Wow.
with some other Tucson artists that are absolutely fantastic that live locally here.
Okay. All right, another question from the chat room. Mark says, I hear some heaviness in that tune, Cooling the Plasma. It's a bit off the smooth edge. Where does that tune come from?
Well, that tune comes from Jay Soto, first of all, because he's the one who wrote the song. And Jay and I wanted to have a song on the album that was completely, more or less, removed from smooth jazz. And just the reason being is because, like I said before, I want the album to be something that anybody can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So on that particular song, we were targeting the straight-ahead jazz listener. The point of that song was just kind of basically to show my jazz knowledge, my chops, and my understanding of harmony. And so basically Jay kind of went back to straight-up, like, 80s fusion. And it sounds like that. It's absolutely awesome. And Jeff Lorber got on that track with Ray Riendo and Rafer Griffin, who was, ironically enough, Michael Jackson's drummer. And that guy is off the charts, Rafer Griffin. And at some, I often think of that as like Rafer's song, if you get a chance to hear it. I mean, Rafer Griffin is just all over that thing. That's a special song. And it is a lot different than everything else on the album. On the other song, the other nine tracks in the album, in some way they are, they're going after the pop music, they're going after pop listeners. But that song is specifically targeted for the jazz audience. Yeah. And it was interesting enough, too, what really kind of excites me is when I just let people are kind of just into the pop music, and then they hear Cooling the Plasma, and you're like, wow, I really like that song. That song is different. You know, and you catch people off guard who really don't normally listen to fusion or that kind of music, and then they're digging it. And that's when I'm like, that's what I want to do. That's exactly what I want the music to do. I want to put the music out there that is accessible that anybody can get to, and then I kind of want to pull them along a little bit, pull them into the jazz board and kind of get their ears wrapped around that song, that type of sound. Because I think a lot of people who don't have a lot of experience listening to jazz, it gets turned on or stuff like that. Just because they don't have any experience with it, they don't have any frame of reference and any way to access it. It kind of just goes in one ear and out the other, or they'll just kind of ignore it because they don't have any framework. But if you can start in with that hook and get them feeling good and just kind of bring them along on a journey, before you know it, you'll have them knee-deep in it, and they'll absolutely love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I intend to do.
Okay. All right. Well, you're also an educator, and I want to talk to you about that after this next song, Who Dat. Tell me about this one.
Okay. Who Dat is another song that Jay Soto wrote. It's an upbeat, energetic gospel tune. And this song had horn lines written by Darren Ron. He did an absolutely fantastic job on that. And it's just, it's a really kind of a gospel song. And that was another thing that Jay knows about me too. I'm your non-denominational everyday Christian. And so Jake picked this song that kind of, because he knows I'm into the gospel music and that type of thing too. So he wanted just to do this song that was kind of tied into the smooth jazz world, but kind of also tied into that gospel tradition. And we came up with this song called Who Dat, and it feels really good.
All right, this is Who Dat. Go. That is from Aniyah Men's debut project, Soul Free. That is available on Amazon and on his website, Aniyah Men. And if I'm mispronouncing that, please forgive me. I'm trying my best to get it right.
That's all right. It's Aniyah Men.
Okay, Aniyah Men. His website is aniyahmen.com, and that's N-E-A-M-E-N.com is his website. All right, so you are an educator, and tell us where you teach and what you teach.
Okay. Well, I teach saxophone privately out of my studio. I have a bunch of saxophone students, and I teach flute students too. I also teach at this a jazz school in Tucson called the Tucson Jazz Institute, and I'm really excited about that. I teach with three of the United States actually premier educators. One is named Scott Black. He's a really a straight ahead mastermind of how to play straight ahead music. I also teach with Bryce Winston. I don't know if you know this or not, but Bryce Winston, he's Terrence Blanchard. Right now, Terrence Blanchard is arguably the greatest living trumpet player on planet Earth. And Bryce Winston is his arguably. I think it's definitely debatable. But Bryce Winston is Terrence's saxophone man. And I work with Bryce, and we also have another educator named Doug Tidebeck, who's a big band mastermind. About 2 years ago, our students from the Tucson Jazz Institute won a national competition mm-hmm. called the Duke Ellington Competition that's held by Wynton Marsalis every year. So there's another little school out of Tucson, Arizona, was the number one community band, amateur community band in the United States, and I teach classes there. I teach big bands. I teach small group, combo groups, basically that focus on improvisation with students that are in middle school and high school students. And then I also, just as a professional musician, I also teach adults. I basically teach anybody of any ability, from beginning at how to put your saxophone together all the way through pros. And in addition to that, in my teaching, I'm actually creating a website right now that's going to be like nothing that is in the world right now. And what I'm going to do is, I'm actually doing it, I'm creating instructional videos, and I'm teaching everything that I possibly know about music and saxophone and how to perform it. And then what we're going to do is, my business partner and I, we're also going to have any instrument on there, guitar and piano and everything else like that from famous musicians. And I'm going to run this in tandem with my music career. And what we're going to do is we're going to have guest interviews from famous jazz artists, smooth jazz artists, whether they do clinics or interviews. We'll put those on our website. I'm also going to pick a song every week, whether it's a straight-ahead jazz song or it's a smooth jazz song, and I'm going to teach people exactly how to play it and what things they need to overcome to do it, while also offering lessons online through Skype. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. My music is – I really am proud of what I have done with my music. I've really kind of reached a level where I put a lot of work and time into it. But my real skill – my really innate skill is teaching. I'm actually a much better teacher than I am player.
Okay.
Okay. Teaching is home base for me, but I'm also fortunate that I've also gotten to reach a certain level of my music, too, that I get to share that with other people, too.
Wow, then this website sounds really interesting. When will this be up? Will it be up, like, within the next few weeks or so?
We're looking at having this done January, February of 2012.
Okay. Wow, I think you're right. I think that's something that I haven't seen out there. I think that is something new and different.
Yeah, it's going to be way cool. So,
all right. Now, you have a song playing on the Weather Channel, and how was that song picked up? Some Things, I think is the name of it? Things Change.
That song was called Things Change. Uh-huh. That was actually my first song that got natural exposure. And that's a really hot track too, because I really get an opportunity to show, what I can do on the horn on that particular song. Some songs don't let you do that, but on that song I could really kind of stretch out and play. And again, that was just really Jay just really supporting me. He, a lot of the things that I was able to do, When you're coming out and you're a new artist and people don't know who you are, a lot of ways that you have to get into the industry is you have to get networked in there. If you start going to television and saying, hey, you know, play my stuff, or you go to radio, play my stuff, you're not going to go too far. So you really kind of need people to get alongside of you and say, hey, you know, check out this new guy named Eamon. This is really hot. You'll like it. So Jay, he went to the producers of the Weather Channel, and he said, look, here's these tracks. You should check it out. And they were absolutely feeling it. Next thing you know, I'm on the Weather Channel. It was great.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Jay's been really – thank you. He's been really supportive of me in that way, not only producing the album and writing the songs, but also just helping me going out there and getting networked in the industry and meeting people. Thanks to him, a couple months ago, I got booked alongside Dave Koz, which probably wouldn't have been able to do something that I would have been able to do myself. But there I was in front of a really kind of diehard smooth jazz audience at a charity event playing with Dave Koz and introducing myself and getting my name out there and doing my thing.
All right. Now, I also read that you record for one of the BBC series, Doctor Who. Are you still recording for that?
No, I had this producer. His name's Jay Lee. He actually lives in Tucson, and he knows about my playing. And he's also one of the writers, longstanding writers of that show, Doctor Who. And so they needed some saxophone lines. And so next thing I know, I was recording for that show. We were recording a theme song. And then the next project, I have another project set up with him where we're actually going to be doing an interactive video game for DreamWorks Interactive. So I'm really excited about that. This is like a dream come true. I'm a real video game fanatic. And to finally get to record something that's actually going to be on a video game, it's like, oh, that's amazing.
Ah, that's so great.
Yeah. So that guy's helped, you know, his name's Jay Lee. It's not his name's Jay Soto, but Jay Lee, he's another producer. Mm-hmm. He just knows about me. So I'm on the Weather Channel. I'm on the theme song for Doctor Who. And I'm looking to do a video game, looking to do my next album. Probably going to start that sometime in the middle of next year. And my website. So between that and my teaching, I'm pretty busy.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, do you have management?
I do not. I need to get management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Mike might be able to help you with that, but, you know, you guys can talk about that later.
Absolutely.
Off air. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Good. Well, I apologize again for the drop calls and all of that, but we really enjoyed having you on, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It was great to meet you guys and supporting, you know, independent artists and supporting the smooth jazz scene at large. I was really excited to be here, and I was really kind of excited to see so many people come in there and get to check out my tunes.
Yes.
Yeah. You check out the album. You can go on YouTube, and you can see videos of me playing. You can go on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, you can get the album. It's absolutely fantastic. And before you let me go, I want to say one thing about that album. This is a really great album. And I'm not just saying that because it's my album, but I think the consensus is after you listen to it, you can listen to this album. Every song on this album is every song has its own personality, has its own identity. So you can listen to this album from track 1 to track 10, and it's always an adventure. It's always a journey. It's always going somewhere. A lot of times when you listen to pop albums, you might get that one or two hit, and then you throw those on your iPod, and you're kind of done with it, and you just listen to those two tracks. But with this album, you're going to enjoy Soul Free. You just put in that first track, you let that thing play from beginning to end, whether side of music that you come from, if you know a lot about jazz or if you don't, you're going to enjoy it all the way through, all 10 tracks.
Okay. Did you see what your mother posted in the chat room?
No. What did she say?
So funny. When I was asking you if you had management, she said otherwise you would be stuck with mom as manager. Yikes, help.
Oh, yeah, that might be not so bad. You know how Dave Koz got his start? Apparently the story is that Dave Koz's mom, he was first kind of similar to me, trying to get out the radio, trying to make his name out there. His mom sent cookies to every radio station, like major radio station in the United States, until they started playing them. So I might have to have my mom do that. And then now you know the rest of the story about Dave Koz. I mean, he's the top of the top, right? So
yes,
sometimes
yes.
Sometimes it can't be a bad thing to have your mom, you know, helping you out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I thank you again for joining us. Again, pick up this CD. It's called Soul Free, and support the artists. We always tell you to support the artists and pick up their music, purchase their music. They work so hard to put this music together for us as fans to listen to, and so, you know, the least we can do is buy it. So please go to Amazon, go to iTunes, and pick up this CD, Soul Free. Are you on Twitter?
Me?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't have a Twitter account yet.
Okay. All right. All right.
I need to get one.
Well, I don't know. It just depends on how often you would use it, you know, if you would use it enough to promote your music. But I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes. Because that way you can let people know where you're going to be playing, you know, where they can purchase your music. You kind of give them an update on what's going on. That kind of stuff. Yeah, so I would say yes.
Okay. Well, that's been on my list of things to do twice. In the last week, or I've been told twice in the last week to do that, so I'm going to probably do it.
Okay. All right.
Two different people in the industry telling me get Twitter, so I'll do it.
Okay. Well, good, good. Well, congratulations to you again on the CD, and much continued success to you.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, that was saxophonist Niamin Lyles. The CD is called Soul Free. Again, you can pick that up on his website, Niamin, Niamen.com, iTunes, and Amazon.
Oh, cool.
Okay. All right, Mike, you have anything to add?
Nothing much, but like I said, I love his music. Like I said, another great young artist, again, coming out. Like I said, very skilled artist, too, like, because he is a teacher as well. So
mm-hmm.
sounds like he has some great ideas to kind of implement as far as his brand and everything. So it's going to be interesting to see the journey of this another young artist.
Yes, definitely, definitely. All right, next Saturday, or rather this Saturday, we're talking to 17-year-old guitarist Sheldon Ferguson. And this is, I have to say that this is one interview you do not want to miss, because you do not want to miss hearing this young man play the guitar. He's very, very good. So we're looking forward to talking to him. His CD is called The Brighter Side, and his name is Sheldon Ferguson. Look him up on Facebook. You can also find him on MySpace if you want to hear some of his music. But we will be talking to him on Saturday. We're not on Sunday, August 21st, but we will be back Monday, August 22nd, with Jeff Kearns and to talk about his CD, On the Level. So we look forward to all of these great interviews. All right. Yeah. I want to thank everyone in the chat room, all 17 of you. Anisha, Anita, Tamara, Carol, Cheryl, Don, Dr. Solo, the guest, Lori, Mark, a.k.a. Smooth Z, Monica, Mrs. Lyles, thank you all for joining us in the chat room this evening. Rod, thank you, Rod, for coming in. And we look forward to talking, having you guys back in on next Saturday. Mike, you have a great evening.
You too.
You've been listening.
And everybody else out there too, Cheryl, Carl, Anita, everybody else, you guys have a great weekend as well.
All right. I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. This is Remember the Time. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.